following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Giordano's, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix.
It's a new edition of Bears All Access coming to you from Halas Hall, a real game week. Zach Zaidman joined by my partner for the rest of the season, 85 Bear Tom Thayer, and you. And we're pleased to be joined by one of the newest Bears, a guy who's being counted on to help improve one of the weak areas of the team a year ago, former Detroit Lion, current Chicago Bear, Willie Young. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
First time aboard. You know, I've heard so many different stories about you when talking to your teammates, and it has nothing to do with football. They keep saying, ask them about fishing. Ask them about fishing. That's your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my topic. That's my life after football. And I squeeze it in as much as I can during the season. So I just grew up fishing, man, and my dad got me into it. And somewhere along the way, I just continued to excel. And I found it to be a stress reliever, one of my best leisures, I guess you could possibly think of.
You know, freshwater fishing, ocean fishing, from the bank, from boats, all of it, or any specific style?
All of the above. Saltwater, offshore. I actually just bought my first offshore boat where I could actually go. Took my first trip to the Bahamas right after mini camp. And it was a trip of a lifetime, so.
I've never cast a fly rod in my life. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks, you know, you grow up as a kid and you have a thumb cast and you have the open cast and cane poles and all that, but I've never been, like, talented enough to do that.
Well, don't downplay the cane pole because that's how my dad started me off.
Hey, well, we all did. We all did, and you know, everywhere. You know?
My younger brother actually taught me how to fly fish.
Really?
I was interested, but somehow, somewhere along the way, he found a fly rod, and he was like, taught me, you know, exactly how to, the gist of it anyway. Now, if I were to go to one of these rivers up north somewhere.
You know, that's what I was going to ask you. Around here, have you?
Now, that might be a different ball game.
So, have you hit some of the spots up here where you just kind of go to relax, so to speak?
I'm going to catch some. I know that much. You know, I can say I'm going to relax, but I know I'm going to catch some.
What's the biggest fish you caught?
I got to say it might have been a bull shark off the beaches of Palm Beach in that area.
Do you eat fish?
Oh, yeah.
Do you good? Because I have a lot of friends that are fishermen out in Hawaii, and the neatest thing is, like, when they get into a school of mahi-mahi or something like that, and you're eating fresh fish that was caught that day and stuff. It's the best.
It's one of I tell you what, the mahi-mahi is – a very popular fish. Until you catch your first one, it's going to be hard.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know why, but it took me quite some time to catch my first one. But after I caught that first one, then I started running into schools after schools and then finding some kind of floating debris, whether it was a palm tree, a bucket top or a bucket lid or something that had been floating for a while. And you can find a school of, you know, 20, 30.
Now, I have to send them after the elusive muskie up the north.
They're first going to send them after quarterbacks beginning on Sunday against the Bills. E.J. Manuel first up. We're talking with Willie Young, the new Bears defensive end, joining us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority alongside Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman. And one of the things that you talk to any player and they'll always say, it starts with earning the right to rush the passer, meaning it starts with stopping the run. And, you know, a year ago, the Bills, one of the best rushing teams in football, they've got those guys back in Fred Jackson. They've also got C.J. Spiller. What do you see when you watch on video this team?
You know, I see a healthy C.J. Spiller. And you got Fred Jackson also right behind him. And then they got a third guy. I forgot his name. But he's just as elusive as the first two. And I tell you what, you can't predict what they're going to do. So you got to be, you know, fundamentally sound. It's going to be kind of, you know, it's going to be a challenge. First game of the regular season, intensity is going to be high. Motion is going to be running high. And, I feel like both teams have something to prove. You know, we want to prove that, look here, we can handle the run game up front and, also be effective against the pass. And those guys, I mean, it's been tough for them the last couple of years or so. And I'm sure they got, new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, who I'm familiar with. I know he's going to have those guys fired.
Yeah, so. We got to talk about him when we come back, because there's a little bit of a history between the Bears and Lions, which you will share with us from the other side. Coming up next on Bears All Access with New Bear Willie Young on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This Sunday's game between the Bears and the Bills is brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless provider of the Bears. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field will receive a Bears Verizon flag. This is Bears All Access, broadcasting from the Chicago Bears Network Studios inside Alice Hall. Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, joined by Willie Young, the ex-Lion turned Bear. And it all comes together because your former head coach in Detroit, Jim Schwartz, is now the defensive coordinator in Buffalo. And from what I recall, and Tom, you can help me out here. I seem to recall that the Bears and Lions back during the Schwartz era, they didn't really get along.
No, not one bit.
I mean, like everyone here talks about the Bears-Packers rivalry, but I think to a man up in that locker room, man, they hated you guys in Detroit.
I really don't. I think just the type of guys, you know, that Schwartz brought in to play that style of defense, that attack style defense. I mean, honestly, you got to be like a pack of dogs, a pack of wild dogs playing in that defense, because you're attacking for four quarters. You're not catching and reading or waiting to see what, you know, your opponent's going to do. And there's only one way to get to the quarterback, and there's only one way to start the run, and that's playing the run on the way to the quarterback. And at the end of the day, man, you got to be like, it's vicious. That defense is vicious. And I can only imagine what Schwartz got up his sleeve right now.
You know, I want to talk more about you specifically, mm-hmm. but I have to ask a question about Ndamukong Suh. And having played against Reggie White, I thought he was the most powerful guy I've ever played against. When I see and have never had a chance to play against Suh, he looks like just a physically powerful guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the fact?
He is exactly what you see, you know, on film. The film doesn't lie. I've rarely seen a guy that can, you know, you almost know when you're on goal line, for instance, that he's going to come off and just destroy the guard. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't know whether it's his get off. I don't know whether it's his strength or a combination of both, you know, but he's a force to be reckoned with on the inside.
All right, now I've been sitting behind you and watching you in one-on-ones. In your stance, it seems everything to an offensive and defensive lineman is what you do out of your stance. First of all, I can't get a good line on your numbers when I'm trying to predict how I would block you. And then you kind of seem like you're a little bit Yossi Umanure and maybe even a little bit of Israel Adonijé in your stance. Is your stance all you, or is it more from other guys you see around the league?
I don't know how I feel about answering that question right now. That's like me giving you my fishing tips.
No, I'm only asking about your stance.
And my honey hole. No, I can't. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know who you're working for right now, man. I got to be a little cautious and scratching my head right now. But, no, you know, my stance I've been working on, Jared's been helping me a lot with little minor stuff just to help excel my game. And I've been, you know, fortunate, you know, honored to have Jared, you know, to be able to work with him. And my stance, honestly, a lot of it, you know, a lot of ball key get off is crucial within the defensive end. But I mean, my stance in particular, I don't know, it's just
all right. Yeah, I know it's a, you don't have to
it's honestly not a secret. It's just it's comfortable for me now. Really trying to cover more ground on my first step, as opposed to coming off and taking like a re-step, is really just getting after it, kind of.
It was neat. I was at the evening practice when you guys went over to the stadium, and you were doing a one-on-one against the right tackle. And right in the midst of, like, your second move, Jared noticed something, came over to you by the end of your one-on-one and said, look, I think you can enhance your opportunity. Mm-hmm. God, what a neat opportunity that, whether it's Lamar, yourself, mm-hmm. Jared, Jeremiah Ratliff, mm-hmm. whatever, it's awesome.
Exactly. Like I say, Jared has been – he's been a big help to my game. Everything that I've done pass rushing-wise here has just been, you know, totally different. You know, in Detroit, I had Van der Bosch, high-motor guy, you know, had Cliff Averill. But those guys, me and Cliff Averill, two different styles of body types. Van der Bosch, totally different approach to the game. Well-respected guys, though.
Hate the wide nine. I got to say that.
You hate it?
I hated that position that you guys were playing as defensive ends in Detroit.
Well, I guess so when it rakes, when it causes a lot of havoc in the backfield.
Ah, you guys are too independent.
Hey, is getting back to Sue here before we take the time out here. Getting back to Sue, it seems to me like he doesn't know how to turn it off. You know what I mean? That mentality, that attack dog mentality
that
you were talking about.
That's that dog we talked about.
But didn't you get mad when you get those penalties? Because that hurts your team when you can't turn it off.
What penalties are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you.
That's a question for don't ask a defensive lineman that question because they're never going to say.
Which penalty?
So you don't care that after the whistle penalties. I'm talking about when you're kicking somebody. You know, the extracurricular stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm biased in this situation because, you know, it's one thing, obviously, we don't want to get caught being in the act of kicking anyone by any means, irregardless of what went on. But long story short, there's a whole lot of dirty stuff going on in that game that they did not even consider. You watch that game again, and that's for anybody listening now.
Well, I know.
You see why. But he happened to get caught doing some stuff. Like I said, there's no acceptable reason for the kick. But other than that, hitting a guy too hard, I don't know, man. A lot of stuff that was called was just crazy.
I always go back to something that we talked about with Lamar Houston. Yeah. He was on the show, and he said, hey, the great thing about football is once that whistle blows and you can start the play over again, it's all legal.
Yeah. It's a great retaliation game, but there's not a lot of guys in the history of the NFL that have the strength of Ndamukong Suh that can finish, conclude, throw down whatever that he can do. And, I mean, I've seen it, and I know how powerful he is.
He was doing that stuff in college.
Right.
He was dominating the game in college. I mean, so we knew what we was getting into dealing with him at the end of the day. It's not a surprise.
We gotta take a timeout. When we come back, let's find out what's the Bears defense gonna look like this season with Willie Young and the rest of the newcomers. That's next on Bears All Access alongside Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy Johnson, airing every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. We're broadcasting from the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Hallis Hall. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zaidman, joined by new Bear defensive end Willie Young, part of a rotation of new guys that have been hired to attack the quarterback. Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, you got a healthy Jeremiah Ratliff in the middle. Yeah. Stephen Pye is healthy. And, you know, the two youngsters, Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton. Mm-hmm. What have you seen? Kind of give me a summary of what this new defensive line is going to look like.
I've seen a group of guys with some nasty mentalities coming together and working as one. You know, it's going to be hard to live up to the 85 Bears, but you know, it's definitely something to try to uphold and get that reputation back here and doing things the Bear way.
How do you contain yourself to your first snap? Because you guys play a rotating position and everybody keeps the defensive line fresh. But from the time you end your warm-up to your first rep, how do you control that? Pace around the sideline a lot?
Sort of, kind of. You know, I find myself kind of, you know, when I sit on the bench, I kind of hold the bench and kind of just ground myself kind of, you know, because I can find myself sometimes hyperventilating, not as much as I did my first and second year. But it's tough, especially first game coming out the gates. It's tough.
When you initially came to Mark Trestman's training camp and his practices, the pace of the practice is a lot different than other training camps that you've probably been through. Did it take you a little time to realize how to pace yourself through those practices, or did you like the pace of 11 minutes one-on-ones, then you're right to another competitive team, that type of stuff?
Everything is game-related here. We do a lot of stuff, just quick transition, and like you said, it's just quick turnaround. Everything is fast, and that's been – I actually like the tempo because it's game-related. You know, the way that things are done here is – it's all game related, and that way it allowed us to adjust at a fast tempo, and kind of, you know, just take it all in on the move.
No time to be complacent because you're switching things so frequently.
You really don't. You don't have time at all. I mean, we find ourselves a couple times sucking for air. We're like, Coach, and this was between, you know, segments.
Right.
We're like, Coach, can we get one? Coach?
Yeah, but these teams won't let you substitute, so it's a big deal when you're
out
there.
A lot of no huddle and guys getting back to the line real quick. Yeah. I think Seattle came out and tried to sneak some stuff in on us 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, but you got Russell Wilson. I saw you get Russell Wilson down
from the over the left tackle too. That was the best thing about that sack is that you all those reps you had at right tackle now against the left tackle.
Yeah, yeah. Those were some good quality reps for me. And again, I mean, I got to take my hat off to Jared for just
the technique things.
Technique. He's a technician at what he does, and you can't help but to take in what he's telling you. I mean, I got a book on this guy already. Little do he know, but, I got a book already.
No, he talked about it. He says he doesn't like the practice, but since you have to do it, you might as well get something
exactly.
out of it. So he comes out and helps you guys get a little bit better with the knowledge that he's accumulated over the years. What I find interesting, and you talked about it, the mentality that you have to have, because you're a nice guy now, but on game day, it's got when do you flip the switch? And what do you think about to get you in that zone?
I think about my kids a lot, just getting out there and especially on the day. It starts Monday. It started in, back in April. That's when it started, just one day at a time. I mean, it seemed like it was a long time ago, but we're already in week one getting ready for Buffalo.
But then when it's go time, when it's a real game and you gotta there's that mentality that you need.
I feel like whenever a guy lines up across from me, he's disrespectful. He ain't got to say nothing to me. It's just as soon as he walked to the line of scrimmage, it's disrespectful to me. And I don't take that easy.
You know what's funny is we had Ego Ferguson on last week, and he said, that man's trying to feed his family. I'm trying to feed my family, and I'm not going hungry.
You know, the difference between a veteran and a rookie is they don't know adrenaline flow like you do week one of an NFL season.
Right.
Ego's been around the college game, but when you've been around this, had this opportunity to live it once and then two and three times, there's nothing like the adrenaline of opening week.
We got to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to test Willie Young's knowledge of the Bears right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bears Coaches Show brought to you. Hey, Tom Thayer, he's already got the quick trigger. Yeah, we're going to play.
I thought that was
Bears
the first question.
No, just want to remind you, the Bears Coaches Show brought to you by McDonald's featuring Jeff Joniak. The Bears coaching staff airs Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. on our sister station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And the reason you heard that buzzer is it is time to play Are You a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority. Tom Thayer is here. Willie Young is here. I'm Zach Zabeman. Happy to have you aboard, and here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer in front of you. Whoever hits the buzzer first gets a chance to answer first. If you don't get it right, the other player gets an opportunity to answer the question. All of the questions are multiple choice, so wait for me to give the choices before you hit the buzzer, Tom. Whoever has the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Tom, you're playing for Kiki Vanderweg from Chicago, and Willie, you're playing for Matt Stasny from South Elgin. And if you're listening right now, you want to play a game of the future, go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. You guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Ready.
Question one, which one of these current Bears players did not attend a college in the state of Texas? The choices, Roberto Garza, Tim Jennings, Martellus Bennett, Lamar Houston. Willie.
B.
Correct. Tim Jennings is the answer. He went to Georgia. The rest of the guys went to schools in the state of Texas.
Wow.
So Willie Young out of the gate, beating you.
I thought you were kind of fool, like saying Lamar Houston. He didn't, I thought you were trying to get a play on words.
Lamar Houston went to Texas. And by the way, we learned this on the show when Lamar was on earlier during the preseason. His real name is not Lamar. That's his middle name. His full name, Frederick Lamar Houston Jr.
That's proper.
And Willie Young just has material for the rest of the season. You didn't hear it from me. You did not hear it from me.
That's how you know your position coach is mad at you, when he calls you by your proper first name.
We'll get to the Coach P and Clint Hurt. They've got other their voices, man. You hear them all over the practice field. All right, question two. Willie Young, a 1-0 lead over Tom. Which one of these current Bears players did not attend college in the state of Florida? Christian Jones, Jonathan Bostic, Patrick O'Donnell, Brock Vereen.
Brock Vereen.
Tom gets it right. It's 1-1. Willie's from Florida.
Yes, he is. Riviera?
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
Man,
down
it
there.
Would be, you know, growing up in Florida when it's always nice.
It's always nice.
That's why you guys are such great athletes.
We eat
for 5 months. You guys run around.
Thank you so much for under that. You got to talk to DJ Weaves about that.
Yeah, but notice, mm-hmm. as a professional, Detroit and now Chicago. So the Florida thing is, that's for the offseason. Question number three. Game tied at one. How many career sacks does Bears linebacker Lance Briggs have? The choices, 4, 10, 15, 20. Willie.
20.
Incorrect.
15.
Correct. Yeah. Tom takes a 2-1 lead over Willie Young. Yeah, Lance Briggs is the only active linebacker in the NFL entering this season with 1,000 career tackles, 15 sacks, and 5 interception touchdowns. Mm. That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
I mean, that's borderline Hall of Fame before all is said and done. Yeah. All right, question number four, Tom, a 2-1 lead over Willie. How many career sacks does Bears defensive lineman Jared Allen have in the regular season? These are big numbers. 52.5. 128.5, 140.5, 189.5. Willie, 128.5 is the answer. Yeah, that's correct. So good job out of Willie Young. No player in the NFL since Jared Allen entered the league has more sacks than Allen's 128.5. He's had 7 consecutive seasons of double-digit sacks.
Right.
Think about that.
That's big, crazy. He feels some kind of way about that, too, because, you know, Locker's right next to
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, too, is he's played in an era of three-step drop in pistol and shotgun where they get rid of the ball a lot faster, so it's not like you're going 7-step slugs.
No, that's impressive. Plus, keep this in mind. The Bears this millennium have only had double-digit sack seasons 6 times. That's incredible. All right, question number 5. Game tied at 2. According to the Bears media guide, who weighs in as the heaviest player on the Bears' current 53-man roster? The choices, Kyle Long, Jermon Bushrod, Ego Ferguson, Roberto Garza.
It's got to be Kyle.
Willie hit the buzzer first.
He did.
Go ahead.
Bushrod.
Yes.
No
way. Oh, yeah, 320 pounds. Now,
really?
Again, it's according to the Bears media guide. I didn't weigh these guys on my own. So it's a 3-2 lead for Willie over Tom. Question number 6. What was Jeremiah Ratliff's first season in the NFL? The choices, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005.
2002?
Tom, incorrect.
2003.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
The answer was 2005. So, again, Willie has a 3-2 lead over Tom. Question number 7 is for the marbles here. Like Willie Young, this former Bears player also went to NC State. He played for the Bears from 1994 to 1998, and he played quarterback.
Steve Young. I mean, Steve
Fuller. Incorrect.
Can I have my options, please?
Yes, absolutely. Peter Tom Willis, Steve Walsh, Shane Matthews, Eric Kramer.
Eric Kramer.
Correct. And Willie Young rolling away for the victory. A 4-2 win over Tom Thayer. And that means that Matt Stasny from South Elgin wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority courtesy of Willie Young.
I was pressured by the time.
we got to take a timeout. When we come back, we talk some more football with the newest Bear, Willie Young, on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW, Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network. We're broadcasting from the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Hallis Hall. Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Willie Young, our guest here for the full 45 minutes on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score of this segment of Bears All Access, brought to you by Subway. All right, so we talked a little bit earlier about Coach Paul Pasqualoni, the new defensive line coach, his assistant, Clint Hurt. You can't miss him. He looks like I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, he's one of the biggest guys you will ever see as part of a coaching staff. Yeah. I mean, intimidating dude. And then you've got Joe Kim, the martial arts master. So that's quite the treatment that you guys have as linemen.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with Clint Hurt. To see him 2-0-8 trips going, in particular going over to the West Coast to play Seattle a couple of times because it was a pretty long flight, you know.
Right.
To see him, you know, get stuck in and out of that little bathroom that's on the plane.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that was hilarious, man. It was hilarious. I mean, yeah.
He's going to be more pre-flight meal conscious than the last times.
Then we have Pete.
Yeah,
he's been around, you know, highly spoke of, respect the guy around the league and whatnot. He has some pretty good guys up on him, a lot of good guys you can refer to. And
like Jeremiah Ratliff.
Exactly.
Did you get the scouting report on Coach P from Ratliff?
Yeah, I did. You know, he's very particular about small details, just small things, you know, and it kind of helps. It kind of works out because, like I said earlier, you know, Jared, the little small details to help you excel and better your game. So
wait, hold on. There's Joe Kim, the martial arts.
Right, and then you got Joe. You know, you got to say the best for last. That's my guy, man. He's not a coach. I don't know what he is, but he's more like a player.
Consultant. Yeah.
He's more like a player with us. You know.
Right.
He kind of gets right down into the middle of everything with you.
Hand quickness.
Exactly.
And can you demonstrate on Tom just for shoots and giggles?
I can. I would get my hand inside and I would just grab. That's what the offense.
And if I allow that to happen, then what you think, Joe? How you think Joe's going to feel about that?
Well, in the process of breaking the huddle, me knowing the snap count, I know I'm going to get off the ball faster than you. So, but I got a question for you. Do you like to hear the snap count? Do you like to hear the snap count from the quarterback, or do you like to be in a loud stadium where you're kind of just reacting on your own senses?
A loud stadium, I would say, because you don't get caught with all the riff-raff and, you know, the all this stuff here. That leaves you no choice but to focus on the ball. And then you got the ball key get off, so. You get a lot of hand taps, you know, from the guard to center, and then, you know, one or two other deals that you can look out for.
Yeah,
but
the process of the snap count has changed a lot in your career in the NFL, from the hand slaps, from the nonverbal to the foot moving and Peyton Manning's whole things.
Yeah, I know, right? Tell me about that. But it's pretty – I would prefer a louder stadium.
Oh, that'll be good for the first week rather than going up and listen to a guy like E.J. Manuel go through his cadence, just being able to react against the movement or the ball. And you know, but it's discipline for you guys because it seems like you're holding one half of an eyeball to the football and everything else to your instincts.
Yep. You got to watch, make sure, in particular for a defensive end, you got to make sure the offensive lineman isn't in position to jump at you. I mean, you're keying the ball, and by the time you get one step in the ground, he's jumping you and – you don't have time to get your second step now, so you got to kind of.
Can I bring this up? Because I don't know if you remember this, but you got into it with Tom Brady, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was me.
What happened there?
Personal, man. It was personal. You know, it was preseason game, too. Oh, you know how bad I got roasted about that?
Yeah, they sat you down, first off.
Oh, man.
So the coaching staff wasn't happy, and then, man, in Detroit, they could not have been happy about that.
Well, I'm sure the way that we were corralling Tom Brady, the offensive coordinator weren't happy either about that. You know, but it happens, man. You're just getting caught in the moment and just flying around and splacking. Like I said, it's a pack of dogs over there. I know Swartz got a pack of dogs over there, man, and they ready to eat, too.
Wait, I want to take a quick time out here because for people who don't know the story between Willie Young and Tom Brady, I'm going to bring it up because you guys face the Patriots and Tom Brady in a game that counts this time around this season. So let's take a break. We'll come back more with Willie Young, the new Bears defensive end, next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This segment of Bears All Access brought to you by Subway from the Chicago Bears Network Studios here inside Hallis Hall. Zach Zaveman, Tom Thayer, a final few moments here with Bears defensive end Willie Young as the Bears get set to open the regular season at Soldier Field against the Buffalo Bills. And the AFC East, the opponents that the Bears face this season from the other conference, and one of those opponents Willie has a little bit of familiarity with, and that would be the New England Patriots. Got into it with Tom Brady. Give me your side of the story. This was in a preseason game last year, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Those guys were backed up, man, and, you know, the D-line, pack of dogs. We were licking our chops because we were looking to get the big play in the end zone or some safety or something like that. We had them pent deep in a hike. We get off ball, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Brady's off his spot. Now he's trying to move out the pocket. I come off on the tackle, rushing it, you know, pressure the edge. And then the offensive tackle, the right tackle, I forgot who it was at the time, got away with a hole. And then by the time I got to Brady, he was on his back foot, you know, throwing the ball.
Right.
Well, that was supposed to have been a sack, you know, in the safety.
Right.
But it didn't matter to us because we was a pack of dogs over there, and we was coming to get anybody that had the ball in their hands. And, you know, I got a hold of Brady and, you know, roughed him up a little bit. Nobody seemed to like that, but, you know.
Did he say something to you?
No, he didn't say nothing. He just.
But his teammates did.
No, they didn't.
you know, defensive line in there, you said that phrase, Tom Brady was off his spot. And you think of quarterbacks when they go back to one spot and how the mentality for you guys is you rush with the whole time of getting to that spot, mm-hmm. whether you're going through one-on-ones, team mm-hmm. takeoff, whatever. And, you know, it's got to be exciting when you round the corner like you in Seattle mm-hmm. when you know his leverage was not working against yeah. you and yeah. you had it already. Yeah. It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the only thing that makes that tough right now is playing against our first couple games. We got mobile quarterbacks that we got to be sure and contain and keep those guys in the pocket, but at the same time, we also got to get them off the spots. And, you know, just disrupting the quarterback's time and get him off his spot is going to be crucial for us to be successful.
We got to pay attention to that all year. Get him off the spot. Yeah,
you got it. Well, good luck against E.J. Manuel and the Bills come Sunday. Willie, thank you so much for joining us. For Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin. Greg Miller, Paul Zerang helping us out. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.